The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This intro here is going to be the worst sounding audio I have ever produced, but I'll tell you why. I'm back with at least one episode. I can't promise what the future is going to look like, at least how frequently we'll be producing All Things Testosterone podcast episodes, but I can promise you this one right here, and I can promise you another one in the near future with Sean Fitzgerald of Matrix Hormones. And I can promise you another one with Ian, my old buddy Ian, where we catch up on what's been going on. But before that, this is Red Light Therapy with Dr. Carl Rothschild. And I want to explain why things have been so crazy and why they will be so crazy and why this audio is going to fucking suck. The whole thing's not like this, just the intro. I just moved offices. I don't have any of my podcasting equipment. I'm recording this on voice memo on my iPhone. I opened a peptide company. PrecisionPeptideCo.com. Every product we sell is 99%+ pure. It's all double lab, third-party lab verified. If it's less than 99%, we toss it in the garbage. Right now, we've got four or five products. In the next 3 weeks or so, we're going to have four more products. We're going to expand rapidly. Things are going really well, but it has taken all of my focus, all of my energy, all of my time. It's a family project. My wife's involved. My children are involved. We're kicking butt. I just said fuck. I guess we're kicking ass. And you'll hear all about it in an upcoming episode with Ian. But PrecisionPeptideCo.com. Go check it out. Pick up. We've got a bundle right now, BPC and TB500. It's the Wolverine compound. Go pick up a bundle or six. And yeah, that's all. Hope you enjoy this episode. Hey, Doc, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Nice to meet you. How are you?
Good.
Good. This is my first time on StreamYard, too. I've heard that it's amazing, so I wanted to give it a shot. So we'll see how it goes.
Well, I'm glad you're testing it with me.
You know, there's never a good time, ever. I tried it. I can do 100 tests by myself, and it never goes as smoothly, or it always goes more smoothly than with a guest. So we'll give this a shot. Cool. So Dr. Carl Rothschild is a pioneer in the field of red light therapy and the founder of Trifecta Light Technologies. He's dedicated his life to helping people live their healthiest and happiest lives, having built 11 successful practices over the course of 40 years. In his newly released book, Illuminated Healing, Dr. Rothschild, that's a tricky one, delves into the transformative power of red light therapy and its ability to bring about life-changing improvements across a wide range of conditions. So I want to stop right there. I want to jump straight into this. I'm not familiar with red light therapy. I appreciate you coming on the show, by the way, but just kind of give me the red light 101. What does it do?
You are my favorite audience.
This is going well.
All right, fine. Let's start over again. Are you going to be editing it or is this live?
No, it's not live. I'll edit it. I may leave some of this funny stuff in, but it'll be edited.
Great. Thank you. Listen, some of the things that you said are not 100% accurate, and I'm going to clean that up by telling you I've been in practice for 45 years.
Okay.
I've had 15 practices. I've lectured all over the country. I assist with how to manage a practice, how to get the best out of healing and all that sort of stuff over all those years. And I love an audience where there's people that don't know that much about red light therapy because there's not a lot of people that know as much as I do. I've been doing this when we first started. I was first introduced to light therapy by a Dr. Chadwick Smith, orthopedic surgeon out of USC out here in California. Before he was involved with lights, and then he brought lights to the to the forefront, and it was quite amazing I want to start off with telling you, or come in here at this point where I'm telling you that so you'll understand that the device that I was using back 25 years ago when I first was introduced to light therapy, our device that we currently have now is 140,000 times more powerful. Wow. So if I'm telling you I've had reasonably good results back then, 25 years ago, can you imagine the kind of results that we have now? And they will blow your mind. Yeah. So let me tell you some stories. Do you have a moment?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's talk about Arnett. Now, Arnett, there's a practitioner that calls me up and says, I've got a guy coming in tomorrow and he's having headaches. I'm sorry, he's having heart attacks, headaches. He's having heart attacks nearly, if not once a week, twice a week. Now, I had never heard of that before. Maybe a little ischemia of the heart, something like that, but I had not really heard of heart attacks on a regular basis. And sure enough, I mean, he would die once a week, twice a week. And what would happen is they had 12 years ago, they had implanted a defibrillator into his chest. And by doing that, every time he would die, it would zap him back to life. Crazy.
Yeah.
So the practitioner calls me up, said, I even treat him. And I said, you know what? Why don't you bring him in? Just treat him for 5 minutes and stay in the room the whole time. Because you're right. You don't want to have a heart attack. You don't want to have that guy have a heart attack right then and there in your office, right? So he treats him just 5 minutes. The guy goes home, calls the next day. And the practitioner calls me up and the three of us are talking. And the guy's again name is Arnett. And Arnett said that evening he had an amazing experience. And the next day, and ever since, and that was 8 months ago, he's never had a heart attack since.
Wow.
So let's talk about that evening. So for 12 years, his circulation has been lousy. His heart was failing. He was having congestive heart failure and everything else that goes along with that. And if you want to kill off a part of your body, just restrict blood flow to it. So you can put a tourniquet around someone's foot. I'm sorry, about their leg. And if you don't release that eventually, that foot, that leg is going to have to, it will die and you'll lose a leg. So that's what was happening to him. And every organ, gland, muscle, tendon, everything of his was suffering. That evening, he had his first erection that he had had in over 12 years.
Wow.
Because his circulation was improved so dramatically in just 5 minutes. Now he's, you know, he fell in love with this thing. And if you get a chance, I'll show you. If your team goes to YouTube, our YouTube channel, they're going to see some videos on there that will surprise them. They surprised me when I was interviewing these people because I like the spontaneity. I don't prepare for these things. I talk about it all day, morning, noon, and night. So it just comes off my lips without me even thinking. Yeah. And so if you get a chance to watch Arnett's video, you will like, holy mackerel, it's like amazing. The kind of things that he talks about, the kind of things that has changed in his life. And that's the kind of results that we get on a regular basis. I hear about this all the time. Now, I can't talk about the word healing. That's not in my dictionary. But I can talk about treating. It's about wellness. It's about improving the body dramatically. I'm going to give you one more story. There are many, many of these. And the stories go into any kind of autoimmune disease, arthritis, Crohn's disease, dementia, diabetics, people on dialysis, heart conditions, as I mentioned, Lyme disease. I have a guy, I mean, we hear about Lyme regularly, great results with it. It's a little bit more complicated because Lyme is so toxic and some people have to clean out their body before they have full recovery. But we have this one guy, he contracted Lyme disease when he was 12 years old. It ruined his life. It ruined his childhood. It ruined his education. It ruined his potential for a career. It ruined his social life. I mean, it was a mess. And when he was in his 50s, he found his way to one of our beds. And he gets on the bed. He gets off the bed. and he doesn't notice any difference at all. But, and he dismissed it as a bunch of hooey, right? 5 hours later, and ever since, his life has changed. His energy is, you got to watch that video as well. And that's Steve, who had Lyme disease. Then any orthopedic problem. And again, it sounds like snake oil. You know, somebody will say, well, it sounds like snake oil, because they don't know anything about red light. And it is hard to believe. And believe me, I was as skeptical as anybody that first time when Dr. Chadwick Smith said, hey, check out lights. I said, you're telling me that if I shine a light on somebody, I'm going to change their life? Now, at that point, I had been in practice already for 20 years, and I figured I knew everything. Well, guess what? I didn't. So let's talk about how it works and why it's so universal on every tissue in your body. It's about the sun. And it's about four wavelengths of the sun that we have. With all the research and stuff that we have done, we know the four wavelengths that are just fantastic. Two of them are in the red light world, and two of them are in the near infrared world. Now, when we talk about red light therapy, in my life, we're talking about integrating red and near infrared. So if you hear me say red light therapy, I'm talking about red and near infrared. Now, you'll hear about people talking about green light and purple light and blue light and all that. They're fine. They're fine. But if I pull out one of these glorious of four wavelengths, if I pull one of them out and put a green or blue or whatever, I'm putting something in there, but I'm taking away something that we know is glorious. There's nothing that we haven't heard about. Like, so they talk about green and blue for acne, green for germicide. Our red and near infrared lights do all of that. So I still haven't told you how it works. But imagine many hundreds of years ago, they told people, go sit out in the sun. Now, what we've done is we've taken that elements of sunlight, removed any kind of dangerous elements, which include UV light, nothing like that. We've taken these glorious, wonderful wavelengths, concentrated them many, many, many times, and drive it into the person's body. So how does it work? So every tissue in your body is made up of cells, and every cell in your body is made up, every cell in your body has these things, these magical organelles, they call them, called mitochondria. Now, 4 years ago and before, I didn't hear that much about the mitochondria. I mean, you hear about it. You know, we knew that every cell has a mitochondria, which, by the way, is not true. The heart has over 5,000 mitochondria. And the reason is because of the demand. Imagine, the mitochondria is the reason why you and I eat, and it's the reason why you and I breathe oxygen. Food turned to glucose plus oxygen will create eventually a most amazing molecule called ATP. And that ATP is the energy molecule of the body. If you have mitochondrial function that is functioning properly and you're producing the right amount of ATP, it is the difference between super health, disease, and death. And so the reason why it sounds like snake oil, because we can, every cell in your body is bathed in this bed. And almost every cell is exposed to this light, and every cell that is functioning, having what we call mitochondrial dysfunction, now can perk up, come back to life. And so now we're hearing about everything.
I don't think that it sounds like snake oil to me. I mean, being involved in the hormone and anti-aging world, I hear often the importance of mitochondria. It's the powerhouse. It's the key to anti-aging. What specifically does the red light do with the mitochondria that allows it to perk up and be reinvigorated?
It stimulates a magical molecule called cytochrome C oxidase.
Okay.
And if your audience has heard about that, it's receptive to the light. So, this took a long time. 50 years ago, they started doing research. And if your audience wants to take this word down, photo, PHOTO, biomodulation. Photobiomodulation is what this is all about. And it's talking about light stimulating tissue. Modulation means, it does something. And 50 years ago and ever since, they have been doing research on this. And of course, the research gets crazier and crazier because something happened 12 years ago that really made everything go haywire. But prior to that, all we were dealing with was healing, and which was wonderful. Was when I say all we were dealing with. And I do want to talk to your audience and talk to you about the difference between these different terms, red and near infrared. Now, people out there, when they hear the word infrared, they think, well, it's infrared. You know what infrared is? By default in this country, infrared is really far infrared. And far infrared really is about heat. It's a glorious way of driving heat deep into the body, but that's it. You're not going to change the mitochondria. You're not going to have long-term results. And it's great for a chiropractor, myself, having deep penetrating heat just before I'm going to go in there and do any manipulation, any adjustments or anything like that. But that it's just to help me do that. But we've never, no one's ever gotten done with far infrared and come back next week and say, you've changed my life. In fact, I have many things that I have introduced to my many practices to, because I wanted to always have the best. I wanted to have the best for my people. And they were all good, really good. I never got so many comments like this as we have from the lights. And the comment is this: thank you for giving me my life back. And I started in the 70s, early 70s, in the whole quest for natural healing and stuff like that. So I'm not a kid. I'm 71 years old. And I was a hippie. You know, I had my hair down to here, and I was not into worrying about money. I wanted to help people. I was corny back then. And by the way, I haven't changed that much. I do recognize that making money doesn't hurt. And I'd rather be successful and have money, but not in. So when someone says, thank you for giving me my life back, that's like making money to me. I mean, and to many people, that's what we want to do. We want to make these people come back to life. I'm talking about Parkinson's. I'm talking about dementia. I'm talking about stroke. We had a lady that had a stroke, and this is not uncommon, but this one I have as a testimonial. And she had a stroke, and even after one visit, she noticed dramatic, unbelievable changes. But after 8 visits, there was no sign of her ever having had a stroke. In fact, she felt that she was better after the 8 visits than way before she had had a stroke.
Does the light attack the negative cells that are causing something like a stroke, or does it just pump up the mitochondria and the positive cells to fight against that thing?
As a chiropractor, all we want to do is to help the body do its job better. We're not interested in the word attack or anything like that. What we're going to make the cells is come back to life. And whether you're a religious person or not, we believe in the word and term innate intelligence. And if we can get rid of the blockage. So what chiropractic is about is reducing interference. That's what it's about. Whether there's a chiropractor that uses non-force and different techniques or heavy-duty manipulation, it's always been about removing the blockage, removing the interference. And once you remove the interference, we step back. And again, I'm not talking about religion here, but you step back and let the body do its thing. And when you interfere and get involved more heavily than what I just described, that's how we screw up. That's how you see side effects. That's how you trying to help this and you create that. There's a lady, for example, and I know I'm all over the place, but I can't stop myself. I'm sorry. And I do want to do, I think I should finish the difference between far infrared and the word near infrared. And the difference is night and day. Far infrared is nice. Far infrared saunas, nice. Whole body vibration, nice. Even hyperbaric chambers, nice. I've never seen miracles like with near infrared. Near infrared is that miraculous wavelength. And somewhat red, but mostly near infrared. So for 20-something years, I was only using near infrared in my life. And it was a near infrared that was making these miraculous changes. And we knew that this other company that was red light only, that they weren't nearly as successful as we were. But we just said, okay, keep doing your thing, do your red light. We know near for edge better. But what they found out was that there was an element of red light that actually helped with fat loss. Near infrared doesn't do that. It's the red that helps with fat loss. And that's what happened 12 years ago, give or take, where they accidentally discovered that an element of red light through this company that was red light only, it was an element of red light that actually helped with fat loss. And that really piqued my interest even more. Up until that point, I was very involved with light therapy. But when I found out that I can help people with a diet that's not starvation, not deprivation diet, but a very wonderful diet, just a what we call calorically neutral diet, not overeating, not certainly alcohol is a big problem. But if you go on a calorically neutral diet, there are many people that can't lose weight at that point, especially some people with hormonal changes and stuff like that. And what we've witnessed is the lights make that difference. So help us with a calorically neutral diet, add the lights, and we will have beautiful success in getting them to lose fat. Now, it's not 100%. If they're sickly, it's going to be more challenging. But if you have a healthy person that's overweight, and the only reason they're overweight is because they eat too much and not because they have any sickness or something like that, the results are beautiful with them. So we talked about, now I just want to explain that that mechanism for red light and fat loss is completely different when I was talking about mitochondria. Mitochondria is not involved here at all. This is about red lights just changing temporarily the wall of the fat cell, of every fat cell that gets exposed to this light, and allows the contents to leak out. And then with our protocol, we move that fat away from the fat cell and eventually to the liver for use or elimination. That's where the hiccup can happen. Releasing the fat is going to happen even if you're sickly. But getting the fat from the fat cells, outside of the fat cells and away from the fat cell, requires your body to do something. And that's with involving the lymphatic system and circulation in general. So if you have liver problems, if you have circulatory problems, if you have lymphatic problems, you just look at your ankle. If your ankles are swollen and you can barely see those bones called the malleolus, you have circulatory problems. That doesn't mean you won't have success. It just won't be as good as if you were healthy. Or at least it won't be as fast. And the beautiful thing here is that the lights will actually encourage better circulation. So we'll actually have better movement there. And so sometimes you have to be healthy to lose weight. Some of you who are sickly, you won't lose weight as easily. If we first get you healthy, then the weight loss will be easier. And we start measuring around the ankle and seeing that actually what we've done is reduce the fat, or I should say, reduce the swelling around the ankle. I know I'm going all over the place, but I can't stop myself.
I'm just here for the ride. You keep going.
I want to tell you about a story about Jessica. Jessica writes me a letter. I'm going to paraphrase, but something to the effect of that her body was ravaged by Lyme disease. And every organ and gland in her body suffered and struggled. But she had many, many other problems. And she writes this whole long thing to me, and I call her up and I said, you know, I'd really like to do a testimonial with you. I think getting you on video would be helpful for other people who have similar problems. And I promise you, there's not a lot of people that have as many conditions she has. I mean, when I interviewed her, and normally an interview for someone who's got issues probably takes 10 minutes. I was 45 minutes into our conversation where she was telling me one thing after another, the variety of different things that she had, all these ailments. It was unbelievable. And at 45 minutes, she said, that was it. We were done. And da, 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 da. We create the video, send it to her doctor, who looks at it and says, well, she didn't even tell you that she had constant diarrhea for 20 years. She didn't even mention that in there. And everything that she has, every condition, her diarrhea, her shingles, her Lyme disease, her thyroid, her heart condition. She had uveitis, which is, and she had swelling in this, in one eye, and floaters, and all this stuff, and everything has been resolved. she had been on a medication years before for migraines. So I didn't even mention she also had migraines. The medication has since been taken off the market, caused her to become what she called a stone maker. You've heard of people who've had kidney stones?
Mm-hmm.
And you know how painful that is?
Yeah.
She manufactured over hundreds and hundreds of stones because of that medication. And we can't stop that. But she doesn't have pain associated with passing the stones any longer. But we haven't been able to reverse that yet. Mm-hmm. But even with kidney stones, she's that much better. But I just want to get back to the eye for a second. And you, it's your job to keep me focused. So if I didn't complete a subject, we talked about infrared. That's important. When you hear about infrared saunas and infrared things, and you think it's anything like this, remember, heat is the enemy. You don't want heat with this technology. So you can do anything after the lights, but when you're doing the lights, we don't want the person being active, running around, doing all kinds of stuff, because that will bring more blood to the surface and will block the penetration of the light. You don't want that. So we talked about red, we talked about near infrared, we talked about the beauty of integrating both, and that's what we've done. So when someone loses the weight, they're not going to wind up with stretch marks or sagging skin, because it's the near infrared that will tighten it beautifully. And so, in fact, almost any skin condition, in fact, I haven't found one yet that we haven't seen remarkable results, whether it's advanced acne, whether it's even raised moles that are precancerous, we'll see them fade, all kinds of stuff. But I want to get back to the eye. You know, somebody, in fact, I just got an email, and I get these all the time. It was like, what about the eye? Could it be dangerous? You know, should we wear goggles? And we do provide goggles, but I don't recommend wearing them. I recommend just keeping your eyes closed. I'm telling you that if the lights can penetrate your skull and get to your brain and help tremendously with emotional issues, mood issues, brain issues, whatever, if it can get through the skull, you know it can get through the eyelid, right? So I'm telling you, just keep your eyes closed. And not only are these lights not dangerous, they're amazingly, remarkably wonderful for you. So this one person says, well, I read an article that says it's dangerous for your eye. There is one foolish person out there who didn't do their right research and saying that it could possibly be a problem. And I say, you know what? Fine. Then just keep your eyes closed. But meanwhile, imagine the amount of pressure that could be relieved. We're talking about macular degeneration, macular edema, uveitis, glaucoma, all kinds of things. And now I'm not talking about healing. I'm talking about treating. You didn't hear me say anything about the word healing. But if you have any eye issue, man, oh, my God. And even vision. Now, let's talk about this. When someone's before they're 30, 40, if they have an eye issue as far as nearsightedness or farsightedness, that's not a disease process typically. That's because the shape of the eye, you were born with that. And lights are not about changing things that are okay. Lights are about changing things that are a disease process. But as we get older, the reason why people need reading glasses is because the muscles that contract the lens and focus it start becoming old. They start becoming semi-arthritic of sorts. And the lights have been shown to actually bring these muscles back so that they're perkier. So your lenses will work quicker and faster to you as far as nearsighted or farsightedness or whatever. So we're seeing people that won't need as strong a prescription for reading or things like that later on in their life. But that's not the main reason to get into bed. It's about healing the body. I use the word healing. It's about treating the body and helping people with a myriad of different conditions, ailments, and whatever. So we talked about the eye. We talked even hair restoration. So women who are, you know, it happens with men, but I'm hearing more from women at a certain age. Women will start noticing that their hair is thinning and they'll see hair at the bottom of the drain after their shower. Within that first month, that stops. First month of treating on the lights, we hear them telling us that stops. And not unlikely that starting in the second month, we're going to start seeing them regrow some of that hair. They actually have a thickening of and more. They describe it as more lush hair. So even the hair, anything on the skin, the fine lines and wrinkles. So the device that we made is called the Trifecta. And I've been involved with manufacturing since I learned 12 years ago about fat loss. I wanted to be involved. I wanted to have the best. We made this bed. Why did we make the bed? Up until that point, we were involved with lasers and we were involved with pads that would go around the body. But COVID hit and our practitioners wanted less physical contact between the provider and the patient. With the bed, I have one here. I just get in and out of the bed myself. And you go, Judy, go into room 3. That's where the bed is. She gets in. She knows what to do. She gets out of the bed. So you don't have to have physical contact. And I was reluctant to do that because we were having such great success with what we had had up to that point. So we made the bed. And within a month of shipping those out, within a month, we were getting feedback that blew us away. And what we realize now is that when you bathe the whole body at the same time and not little parts of the body, you bathe the entire body at the same time and bring the lights really close to the body. The bed, when I manufactured this most recent Pro 450, I had a few factors that I wanted. One, I wanted to make sure the lights, the top canopy that comes down and closes on you, comes right onto your body. You don't have to have it that way if you're claustrophobic. You just push up. These are what they call Rolls-Royce hinges, and you can just push up a little bit, and it'll be off the body. You can pull it down right onto your body. The closer the lights are that are on you, the better. In other words, as you come away from the body with the lights, you lose power exponentially. You lose effect exponentially. You want the lights as close to you as possible. And there are many other features. The fact that you can customize the treatment. So someone that's 300 pounds is going to get a different dose than someone that's 90 pounds. And so the more flesh the person has, you want to be able to, you can up the amount of power so that they will absorb more of that into their body and will get them smaller. But also it's important to understand that heat, as I had mentioned before, is the enemy. So if you put too much power to this person and it gets hot, then that is self-defeating. It's going to dilate blood vessels, bring more fluid to the surface, block the penetration of light. And that's what you want. When a person gets done with our treatment, they should say that was comfortably warm. That's it. Not hot, not red on their back, not overly sweaty, nothing like that. Comfortably warm. If they get off the bed and say, I didn't feel anything, well, the settings were too low. Or we can customize it. Another thing that's a very important feature is that you can pulse the wave. So you can actually pulse the wave for the individual. And if you're familiar with energy healing, frequency healing or resonating frequency healing, Rife, R-I-F-E healing, solfeggio, frequencies. So our bed actually pulses, you can pulse the wave. You can have it on constant wave if you want. I don't recommend that. But you can have it on pulse. So you can actually incorporate these pulsed waves that will resonate with different tissues in the body. So I'm going to stop for a second and allow you to ask me some questions and see if I completed my conversations with as many things as possible, because I do want to remind the audience about where they can look up some of these things. And when I say remind, I just want to tell the audience. First of all, if you go to Google, and it's a unique Google. So the website is actually scholar.google.com. Have you heard of that before?
No, sure haven't.
I want everybody to know this site. It's fantastic. Scholar.google.com. And it's going to look, when you enter, it's going to look just like Google. It's a search engine made by Google, but it's only about research. It's not about a bunch of hooey. It's not about someone, you can't pay to have a higher ranking. It's just real, pure research, double-blind studies and all kinds of stuff. Now I want to put in that magical word, photobiomodulation. Photobiomodulation. And maybe you can put it in notes or something like that so people can see that. So it's scholar.google.com. It's photobiomodulation. and then any word after that. So if they want to know about lupus, if they want to know about anything, cancer, all that stuff. Now, I have to say, I don't treat cancer. We don't treat cancer. Did you hear that? We're not treating cancer. We're not even making nice to active cancer. I have to say that. There's really only two things that we stay away from. And it's not in other countries. You know, in this country, we have this disease called an excessive amount of attorneys. And they're going to try to sue you and me for whatever they can figure out because they need work and they're going to whatever. But in other countries where they don't have such an overload of attorneys, now I've got all the attorneys mad at me. Thank you very much. I love attorneys. Some of them. So in other countries, they're treating everybody for all kinds of things with red light therapy because there's no possible side effect. In the 50 years that they've been studied, there's never been a recorded side effect.
Not one.
Now, that I told you this, one guy said there was an article about being careful not putting the light in the eyes. So go to back to Google Scholar or scholar.google.com, put in photobiomodulation and put in the eyes. You'll see tons of research that shows that it's wonderful for the eyes.
So what are we talking about here logistically? Is this a product that we're buying and bringing into our home, the bed? Is this something that you would do at a doctor's office, or are there salons similar to a tanning salon? What does it look like?
Great question. It's not free. It's not cheap. It's not like the stuff that you can get online from, you know, that country that starts with a C and ends with Ina. That has a lot of knockoff stuff and not great quality stuff. And they're dangerous out there. And I'll tell you why they're dangerous. When you do something that is inferior, and then you figure that, well, I know lights now really well because I got involved with a light that's really weak and doesn't do much. They don't know that it's weak. And they go, well, it didn't do much. Well, that's because you didn't use the best. You want to use the highest quality, most power, not heat, something that's really high quality. So this is an expensive piece of equipment. So I liken it to an MRI. You don't necessarily, if you need an MRI, you don't buy one for your home unless you have that kind of money. It doesn't cost as much as an MRI, I should say that. But mostly it's sold as a business. So if you want to make a business out of this, it's an amazing business. There are no side effects. I told you that. The only contraindications, and there are two of them, and they're legal contraindications, not real ones. One is a pregnant woman. And there's so many different types of technology that we kind of stay away from pregnant women, because when that baby comes out wearing a mustache, they're going to want to blame everybody in the neighborhood for that, and you don't want to be in that neighborhood. So after the baby comes out, now that's the most litigious community perhaps in the world, parents who have a baby that's not perfect. They sue up the yin-yang. So we stay away from pregnant women. Now, right after they deliver, especially cesarean, you get them in the bed right away, and they will heal so much faster, recover so much quicker, and will also assist getting rid of the baby fat or the fat that they've acquired over those year as well. Now, at any rate, so the other one is active cancer, as I mentioned before. Active cancer is like a garden. It likes to grow little things in your body, and they want to blame somebody for that. So I just say, look, let's not be in that neighborhood. In another country, they're going to treat, in fact, go to back to photobiomodulation in the Google Scholar and put in the word cancer after that. You'll see all kinds of research and stuff like that. So you know, the bottom line is that you'd be hard-pressed to find something that this light technology, if you use the best, would not be able to have phenomenal results with them. And again, yeah. It's the reason why we call it the trifecta is the triple effect of face, fat, and healing. Face and skin, really, from head to toe, talking about anything with face, with the skin. Fat, we talked about that. And we talked about the word healing, but we'll change it to treating. But there's six other categories. There's men's health, which we talked a little bit about. Women's health, which I'm telling you that we get reports back that women with cysts on their ovaries, they are much better. Endometriosis, painful periods, all that. They'll notice within 1 or 2 months the phenomenal results with that. men's health, women's health, cellulite, great results with that. Athletes. So there's a whole division of the company called Performance and Recovery. If you're an athlete and you're not getting in our bed before your athletic endeavor, you will not do as well as the guy next to you who is getting in the bed. It will, I mean, we're talking about, I met this one person at a facility and they were getting in our bed. And he came up to me and he says, I am swimming twice as far. That's my form of exercise. And I can swim twice as far as I used to because of that bed. And his wife came and concurred. She's also swimming twice as far. She didn't swim as far to him as the first place, but she also can swim twice as far. And what I'm hearing from people is much better, more stamina. And then that's the performance side of that. And then the recovery side is that they will recover much faster from overuse or an injury or whatever. And it drives me nuts because I'm a big Laker fan. And every day I'm hearing another, because some of these guys are older, I'm hearing another one of these darn Lakers out because they're injured. And I scream at the television. I go, get in our bed. I used to be a Laker season ticket holder for 25 years. I love the Lakers. So don't get mad at me if you don't love the Lakers. But any athlete, if you're not getting in our bed, you're making a mistake. You're making a huge mistake. So any university, any pro team, if you don't have our bed there, it's a huge mistake.
So you said that they're expensive. They're not quite MRI expensive. But you also mentioned that it sounded like you had one there. I don't know if
there are people that buy home use. Look, it's between $60,000 and $70,000.
So where can we find it? If we don't have MRI money, is it are there businesses out there that are like franchises? You go in, oh, you're in bed number four today. They set the timer similar to a tanning salon, or do we have to go to a doctor?
No, they can go to any facility where we have one of our beds. And no, you don't have to be a health practitioner to have one of these beds, because if you can walk into the room and turn on the lights to the room, you can get in our bed. So that's how dangerous it is. So you don't need to be a licensed health practitioner. But let me mention this to you. All they need to do is to go to our website. And it's trifectalightnow.com. And go to the contact us page, and you'll see, just add, if you want to find a location, put in there that you're looking for a location and where you are. Or if you have any questions, put them in there and they will all come to me and or my staff. But if the staff notices that they need to, that I need to get jump on it, they will send it to me. So if you have technical questions or clinical questions or whatever, those will come to me. If you have location things, that then we have staff that will direct you to the closest bed near you. Now, I'm going to tell you that I've been manufacturing for 12 years, but the bed, this new Pro 450 is so new. We haven't had it out more than a few months. So there are parts of the country that don't have one of our beds. So it's each one of you, and I'm going to look you right in the camera. Each one of you, if you want to get a bed in your neighborhood, just contact us. Go to one of your local doctors and say, hey, you should have one of these in your office. We get him one, and now you'll have one in your location. So I had a guy delivering my bed here. And I'm going to say this carefully, but he's not a wealthy man, right? He's a delivery guy. And he's asking me, what does this thing do? And blah, blah, blah. And I said this and that, and it helps that and this. And he said, well, my wife has horrific rheumatoid arthritis. Now, our reports back about rheumatoid arthritis are phenomenal. We had a lady, for example, who couldn't work the key to get, when she got home, she always had to have people helping her. She was an actress, she was a dancer, and she couldn't get in her house. And after a relatively short period of time, her rheumatoid arthritis is no longer a debilitating, she's not restricted. It's not debilitating at this point, and she can get in and use the key and all that sort of stuff. So at any rate, you go to trifectalightnow.com, go to the contact us page. By the way, research all the stuff that's on that page. You'll see the videos. If you want to see the testimonial videos, you go to the testimonial thing. And on the top part, it says click here or something like that for the YouTube channel. And just look at the YouTube channel. You watch those videos. If you're a person thinking about it for a business, they'll blow you away. If you're thinking of it as somebody as clinical, you want to get treatment, it'll still blow you away. I am in love with this stuff. I can't stop talking about it. I have, this was given to me as a gift. Can you see what it says?
Yeah, that's funny.
Because that's my attitude. It's like, would you just yeah. It can't hurt. Try 6 visits. And interesting enough, the more severe the person's problem is, the more dramatic the results are. So if someone gets in the bed and they're in perfect shape, I don't know what they're going to notice difference. But if they're in really terrible shape, within typically 1 visit, but certainly within that 6 visit range, they're going to notice something different. Now, it might not be cured, so to speak, and I can't use that word either. So you didn't hear that from me. But they will be significantly improved in 6. Well, they'll see the window at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
So we have one. Well, they'll see the light at the end of the tunnel. So we have this one guy with horrific Parkinson's. I mean, this is. There was a movie about this with Robin Williams and not specifically, but Robin Williams and Robert De Niro. And Robert De Niro had this horrible disease, and they found a cure for it. So now he's living his life normal, and they realized that this cure was temporary, and now he had to go back to being sick again. So this guy with the Parkinson's, he has on a very strong drug. His Parkinson's is horrible. I mean, his tremors, he can't move. His brain is intact, but his body's not responding, and it's just terrible for him. But there's this drug that gives him 20 minutes a day of a glimpse of what normalcy could be. It's just a glimpse, and it's terrible. It's almost worse that he has that in a sense, because he's got that 20 minutes. He's going to try to live his whatever. So first of all, with the lights, he's already noticing that 20 minutes has become much longer than that. That's number one. But I told the provider, I said, listen, because they were only seeing him once a week. I said, he needs to be seen every day, maybe for a month. And he's never going to be like he was when he was 20 years old. So he's going to need this therapy for the rest of his life. Not every day. But, you know, some people, I get in the bed, I'm 71 years old. I don't have issues, knock on wood. And I don't want to have any issues. So I get in the bed 3 times a week or more because I don't want to have any issues. And I think you should be the same. If you don't have any issues, get in the bed. If you have issues, and get in the bed. So who should not get in the bed? Let me think. Can't think of that. So I'm not selling here. I am pleading with you to help me. I want you to call me up 3 months after you started and look and get on a Zoom with me and remind me that we helped you bring your life back.
Yeah,
that's what I
feel like it would be beneficial for me to jump in one a couple of times before this episode airs. Do you know off the top of your head if you have any anywhere around the Dallas, Texas area?
Actually, we do. You know where Plano, Texas is?
Yeah.
We have a medical doctor there. Her name is Phyllis G-E-E. And I would love to plug her for all you people. You got to go and see her if you're anywhere around there. She has our Pro 450. See, we have other beds out there, and they're good, but the 450 is taking it to a whole nother level.
Yeah.
And it's really beautiful. The lights are really strong, but not hot. And we can customize it. We can use the pulse wave so you can have that resonating frequencies at the same time. We also have the capability of controlling the top canopy separate from the bottom. And that's unique. So you can have more power going to the top or more power going to the bottom, depending upon your needs. I like more power in the bottom. My wife likes more power going to the top. I can't explain that, but it has to do with my face is sensitive, so I can't have it too strong. But I guess my butt is not it's not as sensitive, so I can have it higher. Again, you don't want heat, but you want to get as much. You want it to be perfect for you, where it's just the right that you get off and it's comfortably warm. That's what we want.
Yeah. Well, that sounds good. I got a bunch of research to do, I guess, and I'm gonna contact Dr. G. I wanna check it out for sure. But
if you have any issues, it'd be perfect. If you don't have any issues, I don't know if you're gonna notice a difference. But let me tell you, people who don't think they have issues, they get in the bed, and then across the board, what we hear about is better sleep, more clarity. I can't remember all the things, but there's like 8 things that they noticed that they didn't even, stomach issues, intestinal issues, you know, because a lot of people don't realize how bad off they are until they're much better. And they go, geez, I thought I slept well, but now I realize what great sleep is. We had that one lady, she was going, you know, I don't, she had to emphasize this because she says, I don't sleep as well as a baby. I sleep as well as a newborn. I'm so great at sleeping since she's been using the light. She emphasized that. So when you go to the testimonials, look at, her name is Drisha. Look at her video. And she's the one that had a stroke. And, you know, she is, and another thing about building a business, I had 15 practices and I lecture to people and I tell them, it's not satisfied patients that refer. It's excited patients that refer. And when you watch Drisha's video, you'll see why she and so many others are not satisfied. They're outrageously excited about getting their life back. Like this one guy who had an autoimmune disease. He had Charcot-Marie-Tooth disease. I don't know why it's called that. I should look that up. But it's an autoimmune, and he was 15 years of not being able to walk well. He didn't really walk, and pain every day. And after 6 visits, all of that went away, all of it. And so he's walking. They didn't see him in the neighborhood until now, you know, until he was done with his 6 visits. And, you know, he's walking the dog for the first time in that dog's life. And, you know, it's just, it can change even autoimmune. We have one guy, he has LHON. It's Leber's hereditary optic neuropathy. It's a rare hereditary disease. And it's very similar to multiple sclerosis in the sense that it's eating away tissue. Multiple sclerosis is eating away the nerve tissue. In LHON, it's eating away the retina. So he's going blind. And it started when he was, I think, a senior or junior in college. So he was good until then. Now he can't see very well. So it's eating away his retina. He's got pain behind his eyes. He's got migraines and he can't sleep. And what is this light does, both for multiple sclerosis and for this LHON, is it halts the progression. If we do nothing else and just halt the progression, that's miraculous. Because they had nothing to say to this guy that had LHON other than pain relief. There was nothing they could offer him. And now we can stop the progression, which is incredible. And we can, I don't know if they're going to reverse it. I don't think so. But most importantly, let's not have it get any worse. Got rid of the headaches, the pain behind the eye, and the insomnia. And with there's another video. His name is Brandon. Brandon, yeah. He had multiple sclerosis. Same thing. He went to the doctor. All of his symptoms are better, if not gone. But he went to the doctor, and the guy said, there's no progress. In other words, it's halted in its state, and it's not progressing any further. And there's nothing else that does that.
Yeah.
Nothing else we've heard of before that we can halt the progression of these horrific diseases like multiple sclerosis, like LHON.
What's the approximate cost of 6 treatments?
So each area is going to charge different. I had 15 practices. One of them was in Beverly Hills. And you know, we charge more in Beverly Hills than we charged in another area. So it could be as little as $100. I don't want to say it because if it's much more. I have a guy in Florida, he charges $500 a visit. You know, it's a matter of value and what it's worth.
Yeah.
So I had a party the other day and there was a purse on the chair. And I'm saying, well, you know, why is there a purse on the chair when someone could be sitting on that chair? And I told my wife, I said, can't we just put that purse on the floor? No, that's a $40,000 purse. First of all, if you have a $40,000 purse, what are you thinking? But never mind. Okay. Now I've got all those people mad at me. It's not about how much something costs. It's how important it is in your life.
Yeah.
So who would think of buying something that is that expensive? Or they'll spend thousands and thousands of dollars to rip the hair off their body. Or they'll spend, it's about priorities, what's important. You know, people will spend a whole bunch of money, but how about healing your life? There is no, you can't put a price on it.
Yeah.
Changing your life. If you come back to me and say, thank you for giving me my life back, what is that worth? How would you put a price on that?
Right.
I want to tell you something. I'm sorry. patient of mine had ulcerative colitis, diarrhea only, and bleeding diarrhea for months and months. He was dying. Horrible shape. They put him on, he was in a hospital for 2 weeks. Up until that point, he had never been in a hospital other than to visit. Now he's sickly and dying. He was a mess. He had no energy. He couldn't, whatever. It just goes on. Imagine bleeding diarrhea for months. They put him on all kinds of the prednisone, acicol, all these different things, and nothing worked until they put him on Remicade. Remicade is a biologic, so it has to be given UV, with an IV. And it's a 1 hour drip, I think, something like that. And it helped to a degree, and it got him out of the hospital, but it wasn't a normal bowel movement, but it was better. And so at least he wasn't bleeding profusely like he was before. And 3 months or months later, he gets the bill from his, or the, what we call explanation of benefits from the insurance company. You want to take a guess at how much that 1 2-hour dose or 1 hour dose costs? You have to take a guess. It's my game. It's my rules. What is your guess?
$25,000.
Oh my God. Are you out of your mind? That's a lot. How about $55,000?
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy.
And you say $25,000, like that makes sense. Most people will guess $500, $1,000. $55,000?
Yeah.
It's not about how much something costs. It's a priority. What would you do if you're in the hospital bleeding and dying, bleeding diarrhea and dying? How much would you pay to not have that? What would you pay? Anything, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Whether you can afford it or not, at that point, say, I'll pay it. And so it's not about what something costs. It's about what your priorities are.
Yeah.
And my priority is I am addicted to wellness for myself. You know how you get that way? As a practitioner, you see so many people who didn't take care of themselves and the mess they're in. And they can't get out of their wheelchair and they can't. I used to teach a class which was, will you be dancing when you're 70 or 80? I can't remember what the name. You know, there's a lot of people that are not dancing when they're that old because they haven't taken care of themselves when they were younger.
Yeah.
And I'm addicted to wellness. I don't want to wind up like that. And it's too late by that point for them to say, you know, I'm 60 years old and I've had 5 heart attacks and blah, blah, blah. Now I'm going to start eating right and stop smoking and do all those things. I got scared. It's about how scared you are. If you're not scared enough, then you may want to change your brain here. What I would recommend is go to the hospital if you get a chance, or go to one of these senior living centers and see what these people who haven't taken care of themselves. They can't wipe themselves. They can't feed themselves. Do you want to be like that? I don't. Yeah. I was scared of them. Now some people had an accident. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people who just didn't take care of themselves. I don't want to be like that. I didn't want to be like that. And I'm offering you, each one of you, an opportunity to turn your life around, at least at minimum, get in the bed. And then the next thing is, how about helping your practitioner so that, you know, you don't die young. So that you don't have, you know, I liken it to a candle. I tell people about this all the time. You want to be like a candle, which burns bright all the ways to the end and sputters out and dies. You don't want to have the last 25% of your life where you're a burden on your family, you're a burden on society, and you can't even feed yourself.
Right. So the steps to try it, get on your website. It's trifectalightnow.com. Contact you, find out where there's a bed.
Contact us page. Go to the contact us page. Put in an inquiry in there of you want a location near you. On that same website, you're also going to go to the testimonial thing. But getting back to the contact us page, whatever question you have, you can put it in there and it will get to my staff. And if it's something that's clinical, it will come to me. If it's not, if it's a location, they will handle that.
Good deal. All right. Any parting words?
By the way, put in the fact that you heard this on this All Things Testosterone, which was not what we talked about exclusively, but I'm telling you, I have done presentations to help people understand better about how this can help with erectile dysfunction and other issues. It even has been shown to help the sperm with better motility and better quality. So it even helps with fertility. So really? All you have to do is do the research. You're going to go to Google Scholar, which is scholar.google.com, put in the word photobiomodulation, and put in whatever you want to put in. Put in men's health. Put in testosterone. You know, I'm telling you, you'll see research papers that show that the testosterone is increased a minimum of 50%, improved with 50% improvement. We've heard of doubling it, 100% improvement, but 50% is a common term. So you're going to have your testosterone up. You're going to have a myriad of other things. So you'll have, you know, if you watch these videos, watch that one by Arnett with the heart attack, and listen to what he has to say. It's striking. It's absolutely striking. So if you haven't heard about red light therapy, get involved. If you have heard about red light therapy and you're using weak, cheap knockoffs from China or whatever, think twice about that and get to one of these facilities where at least you should experience the best a few times in your life and then decide if you wanted to go that route. We have people that have the money and they buy it for themselves. I was going to tell you, this guy delivered the bed to my home. And he started talking about his wife that had rheumatoid arthritis. I didn't finish that. She couldn't, you know, she couldn't function, all that sort of stuff. And the drugs that she has to take once a month cost $2,000 a month. That's their cost. Well, to lease this equipment, this bed, costs about $1,200 to $1,400. And I'm not saying it's instead of drugs and the drug industry. I love you. I'm not against you. I'm just thinking at sometimes it's not, you know, I think that you might want to consider alternative healthcare first. And if that doesn't work, yeah, I'm thrilled that there is drugs out there that will help people when nothing else can. And I'm thrilled that there's surgery out there that will help people when nothing else can. But I'm not suggesting that it's the first thing that you might want to look at, having surgery first.
Yeah. Did you invite her over to your house and let her try your bed?
I did.
Did you really?
They didn't take me up on it. They don't. They live very far away. This was a delivery guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I told him, and I, you know, most people, when you introduce, you see, this country is very medically oriented. And if you introduce something that the medical doctor hasn't told them about, or they haven't heard in a hospital, they don't believe it. And that's fine. You know, that's what can I do about that? You know, if you go and watch television at all, there's nothing in there about other than take drugs. And that's fine. I mean, I'm like I said, I understand that. But my wife and I are sitting there going, you should be getting in the bed. Whatever. My wife's a chiropractor also. So she's she's not as crazy as I am, but she's getting there. Yeah. We, like I said, you get crazy when you get this kind of feedback. If you had a bed like this in your practice, you will get this kind of feedback on a regular basis. Thank you for giving me my life back. And you can't help but get nutsy about that.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, I agree. Very cool. So I'm up against a hard deadline. I got another meeting to jump on, but I definitely appreciate chatting with you today. I'm going to do some homework. I'm going to reach out and see if I can't get in with Dr. Phyllis over there in Plano, and we'll go from there.
All right. Listen, I love to hear the feedback from you using that bed, and say hi to her for me, okay?
Will do. Thanks, Doc.
Take care. Bye, everybody.